An early morning fire Wednesday destroyed a house that a family of six called home. A relative of the family, Ryan Robinson, says the outpouring of support from the local community is strong. I think they are still in absolute shock. I spoke to Tyler, Robinson, last night and he did say he was okay, but that's about it for conversation. I told him we love you and stay strong and we will do anything to help, he said. Robinson has contacted the Red Cross for assistance, and Tyler confirmed that they did reach out to him, but there has been no progress as of this publishing. Everything was lost in the fire except for what they were wearing. In terms of needing anything, they lost everything. They escaped the house with what they were wearing or sleeping in during the fire. There is a list of items needed on the GoFundMe description, as they also have a young boy who is autistic and nonverbal, so he has sensory issues and I'm sure he's missing a few day-to-day items that keep him calm, he explained. I just want to add, Tyler is the person who would give anything to someone that needs it and he would go without. He raises four kids and with one having autism, makes him a hero in my eyes. The older two boys work with Tyler at his construction business. They are very hard-working, great kids. He's an amazing dad and husband and this hurts all of us profusely. Anything at this point helps him get back to somewhat normal, Robinson concluded. Sioux Fire Chief Edwin Miller tells Sioux Leader that the cause of the fire at this time is undetermined. Miller stated that there were no functioning smoke alarms in the house at the time of the fire and that the mother woke up to the smell of smoke and got everyone out. To support the victims of this fire through GoFundMe, click here.